You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron, Brian Kilby here with you. On the show this week, we have the ATT Buzz by me. Filling in for John Luna, we have bad dubbed Japanese line thing of the week, which I think now I will officially call bad dubbed line of the week. It's just easier. Also, we have trivia, as usual. We have Bad Poets Corner, which is returning. And we also have the return of News from Cybertron. And while not that big of an announcement, we also have a poll on the homepage. The first one since November. And if you remember, we're supposed to do one of those a week, but, you know, I'm not going to. But it's on the home page, and it's also on the polls page. The polls page from now on will be a poll archive, because, you know, I want to do that. Well, we're going to start things off this week, like we used to, with news from Cybertron.
News from Cybertron.
Dateline, April 1st, 2001. The Omnibots finally arrived on Earth earlier this week. Unfortunately, in their absence from Cybertron, the Decepticons were able to crush the remaining rebels and complete their stranglehold on the planet. Few escaped. That few being Cup, Blur, Hot Rod RC, Ultra Magnus, Springer, and Skylynx. The previous story came courtesy of the Poor Fanfic Writers Guild. Reports are coming in regarding an interesting find on eBay. It seems that a 26-year-old software engineer was going through a box of floppy disks won in a lot on the online auction house. After installing the game Oregon Trail, his computer ominously repeated the message, "Ethan Zachary, press the button on my joystick," and displayed a picture of a tombstone which read, "Here lies the body of Optimus Prime. Macaroni and cheese." Subsequently, his computer has displayed an overdeveloped sense of honor and an underdeveloped character. Living up to his name earlier this week, Cliff Jumper did in fact jump off a cliff, all to impress the love of his life, his mother. "I had a girlfriend," claims Cliff Jumper, "but she was slain in the Third Great War." Sure, Cliff Jumper, that's why you're 6 million years old and still live at home. We believe you. In related news, Windbreaker lived up to his name last week as well, all to the excitement of Blot, who strangely enough refuses to remove his head from Windbreaker's crankcase. And that was news from Cybertron.
Who will join me? Who will give up the power to transform, to become stronger, faster, more alive?
I will! Count me in!
Action Masters are born. Transformer Action Masters are incredibly detailed action figures.
Action Masters! Masters is alive, alive! Action Masters!
But the evil Decepticons steal the power and become Action Masters too. Led by Megatron and Starscream, they battle Optimus Prime, Jazz, and Bumblebee like you've never seen them battle before. Action Masters ride into battle in sleek transforming vehicles and fight alongside vicious transforming animals and battle droids.
Transforming! Action Masters!
Get in on the action!
Action Masters!
And if by any chance you're listening through an RFC on your site affiliate, and you want to get to our homepage, it's www.tfradio.net. We'd like to thank everyone out there who is participating in the RFC on your site program. If you want to do it, what it does, it adds a Transformers Internet Radio show, namely this one, to your website. Add content to your site and help Radio Free Cybertron all at the same time. And coming up now on Radio Free Cybertron, we have the ATT Buzz. Oh boy, ATT has been ripe lately. First, I'll give you the news. Thanks to CybertronCity.com, an early Robots in Disguise manifest has been released. You can check out the website for that, CybertronCity.com. And that's it. That's really all the news that happened last week, as far as I'm concerned. Now to Alt Toys Transformers itself. Where to begin? Should we start with the sad lack of scientific knowledge, reasoning, and critical thinking skills? Or with the, wait, you know, that pretty much sums ATT up right there. now that I think about it. Well, you can throw in common sense too, but oh well. First, we'll start with something that popped up last week. There was a question asking if the Autobot shuttle, the Ark, whatever you want to call it, caused the quote-unquote Ice Age. Strange and illogical theories ran rampant. Everything from the Ark killing off the dinosaurs to a big discussion on global warming. What did you learn from this? You learned why the U.S. scores so poorly in math and science. You know, sure, ATT spans several countries, but the vast majority are from the good old United States of America. ATT had it all this week. Everything from theories on Transformers mating to a few good things, like the names of the robots in disguise Combaticons. The whole on-topic slash off-topic debate popped up again this week in full force, and surprisingly, it didn't start with me. So like always, though, off-topic posts get out of hand and someone is called on it. Then suddenly, all of us who care about things like rule and order are insulted for holding our belief. You're a bigot and slow-brained, and you're not as intelligent as they are. Odd, considering that no one has ever logically explained why off-topic posts should be allowed. Never. Never, ever, ever. Never happened. You know, those of us who don't like them make valid points and logical arguments with undeniable fact to back our claims up. But do we ever settle this discussion with, you know, debate? No. We're called slow-brained Neanderthals, and people get in little tissies and bitter because someone doesn't agree with them. If your only human contact is with a keyboard, get a life, and that is not a suggestion. One of the gems of the week, and I use the term with the utmost amount of sarcasm, was a tropical iceberg drifting away from its native territory into disaster. Again, for the most part, showing the ignorance of the group at large. I brought back up the question as to whether or not Galvatron and Megatron are the same entity. It drifted into a discussion about the use of the N-word. Why? I don't know. I regret even asking the question now. Really. Of course, with all the clutter on the news group, something had to be done. In all honesty, there's absolutely no excuse for the clutter. There's an immense amount of topics to be covered, and for the most part, every single one of them is new to the news group, because most of the people have joined up in the past year. There are over 3 decades of material, something like 9 TV series, numerous comic and manga series, hundreds and hundreds of toys, and an endless amount of fan material to discuss. And what have we been talking about? Kung Fu movies and why off-topic posts are bad. It's insane. There are far, far, far too many things to discuss than off-topic posts. You know, I'm going to say this right now. ATT is in bad shape. It has so many problems, I can't even count them all. From posts that say absolutely nothing, to off-topic posts, to spam, to questions that really should be taken to a search engine. Where can I download Transformers episodes? Try Google.com. The group is not in good shape. There needs to be a change. And that is the ATT Buzz. Filling in for John DeLuna, I am Brian Kilby.
See this? The Matrix. I now possess that which you most fear. You'll do my bidding, or taste my wrath!
Look out next week for a review of Motorcycle Drone. I got the toy this week. Love it. And you'll hear the review on the next RFC. Coming up now is trivia.
Radio Free Cybertron.
Trivia! Last week's episode came from The Ultimate Doom, and I don't remember which part. But if you got that much, that was good enough. The only person to get it was Dexius R. In case you don't know how trivia goes, I'll play a clip twice, and you will email me and tell me the episode from which it comes. And, you know, I should probably put a limit of 3 guesses here, because, well, just because. I'll play the clip twice. You email me at brian@tfradio.com and tell me the episode from which the following clip comes. And I'll play it again. Okay, brian@tfradio.com. Coming up now is Ask the Computer.
You got mail, fat boy.
Hey everybody, it's the computer here, back on Radio Free Cybertron to answer your questions. Let's get things going. First question. Dear computer, is it true that you are really an unemployed Victor Caroli? Love, WebRata. Dear WebRata. No, I am an unemployed 686 processor with 256 megabytes of RAM and a penchant for self-absorption. Your pal, the computer. Dear computer, where can I download Transformers episodes? Signed, Rick Joins. Dear Rick, I'm actually going to be helpful, so listen up, there are several places. You can get streaming episodes at www.cybertroncity.com. You can get the entire Dubbed Headmaster series at www.tfheadquarters.com. You can get everything under the sun at www.tfarchive.com, www.transfans.com, and www.tfarchive.net are also sources for Transformers episodes. PrimeSaber.com has Japanese episodes in their native language. If you have any more questions, consult a search engine. And that's it this week. If you have a burning question, email me at thecomputer@tfradio.com and I'll answer it. Be back next week. Email me. Now.
Grant me mercy, I beg of you!
You, who are without mercy, now plead for it?
Well, if I had any mercy, I wouldn't have to ask for some now, would I?
You don't know what the word means, do you? I thought you had a more impressive vocabulary than that.
Look out! He's got a gun!
He is a gun, Cup.
That comes from the Transformers the Movie parody, which we are currently working on Part 4. If you want to listen to the parody so far, there is a link to it on every page near the top. Coming up now on Radio Free Cybertron is Bad Poets Corner. And this week's poem is entitled The Big O. Big O, Big O. It sort of rhymes with G.I. Joe. It's not Transformers, that I know. Cartoon Network, it will show. You'll not find G1 there, though. It's a toy commercial from long ago. I'm not saying that I like Big O, not even seen it, and that is so. One thing I do watch on CN, though, the Powerpuff Girls. And when it's on, Dexter's Laboratory. And coming up now on Radio Free Cybertron, we have the Bad Dubbed Line of the Week. This is where we take a clip from the Singapore dubs of Headmasters, Master Force, Victory, and that's pretty much it. And we basically pick out the standout episodes. I love these things. This one comes from Master Force Episode 3, which is, by the way, the first episode that I ever saw of the Singapore dubs. Here we go.
So you came out for a walk too.
How's your father and mother? Are they all right?
Yes, they're both fine. Even I'm surprised at their progress.
I'm glad to hear that.
I'd like to be friends with you.
Oh, that's great! Me too!
No. Please stop fighting! Now, your host said, your siren.
Yes, that's my name!
Well, all my friends call me Nightbeat, so you can call me that too.
Okay, so not only are many Transformer fans lonely, but so are the characters. And did you catch the name Nightbeat? Not only is it the wrong name, it's pretty much the wrong gender. You know, for all the people who have never seen the Japanese episodes, or at least have some knowledge of the Japanese episodes as they originally aired, don't trust the names in Master Force. Don't trust them at all. They're evil. But that's Minerva there, which, you know, I still have to say that Nightbeat is preferable to Minelba. And, is that Radio Free Cybertron this week? I think it is. Wow. Short show. Of course, you know, I'm the only person doing it this week. Except for the computer. And, he's lazy. So, apologies for the short show. And, you know, it's not like we don't have a year and a half worth of backlog in the archive. And for those who don't know, every past show goes into the archive. There is only one missing out of 70 or so. So that's pretty good. We're ending the show this week with a MIDI, if you can believe that. It was something that Zabavor found earlier today while searching for NES, Nintendo Entertainment System, music. It's the music from the Japanese Famicom game, Return of Convoy. And here it is. If you want to play the game, you can search for it. There's emulators available.